Hi, I'm Alexandria Barker, your host for this inspirational, transformational interview series celebrating the launch of my Wishful Thinking Manifestation System. Wishful Thinking guides you to fulfillment in the seven areas of your life through an understanding of the Law of Attraction and your seven primary chakras. So to celebrate the launch of this program, I've invited seven empowered women to share ways in which you can be more successful in each of these life areas. Each participant is also going to be offering a gift to help you further your development. So kicking this off with the discussion about health will be myself being interviewed by Jameme Davis. And we're going to be discussing health and holistic, or otherwise known as complementary health. So hello, Jameme.
Hello, Alexandria. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm so happy to have you on the call. And I welcome all of our listeners as well. And now I'm going to just hand the reins over to you, and you're going to be the interviewer. So fire away.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay. So I am really, let me just say first, I'm really so happy and pleased and honored to be able to introduce all of your listeners to you, because I know that health and holistic health has been a passion of yours for at least 25 years. You've been a fitness instructor. You've been a yoga teacher for over 10 years and a Reiki master. You've written books and magazines and hosted a TV talk show on holistic health. And so today I'm so excited because you're going to be able to share with everyone about really how much control people have over their health and their life in general, and how they can do simple things right now to relieve pain and stress and to start to really feel their absolute best. So I'm just excited to get right into the call. And so let me first just ask you a really basic question, because some people may not understand really, but what is holistic health? How would you describe that?
Well, I would describe holistic health as really taking into account all, like your entire being, like all of you, your emotional state, your mental state, your physical condition, certainly, and spirituality as well. Everything factors in together for holistic health. Because with holistic health, we kind of realize that the whole body is connected. You know, so something that affects one part of you is going to affect all of your whole body. You know, if one part is not working fully correctly, then everything else has to kind of work harder to compensate. So with working with holistic health, we want to bring the whole body back into harmony and back into health. And to do that, we really have to look at all those four, you know, some people consider it the four pillars of health, you know, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual.
Okay, so it's really getting in touch first, I guess, with every aspect of yourself and kind of really taking a look at it and seeing if one area seems to be off, that can affect the other areas. So it's important to, I guess, focus our attention on all parts of ourselves or all parts of our being.
Yes, I would say that's very important, because as I say, if there's a lack in one, it's going to show up somewhere else. If you're emotionally upset, for instance, that might lead you to doing, like maybe eating, maybe overeating or eating foods that aren't really going to be supporting yourself nutritionally, you know, physically, and so that could lead to other problems. So you wouldn't want to just address, okay, like, oh, I have to go on a diet, I have to address this issue of having too much weight. If you, you know, if you're not looking at the reasons why you may be overeating, then you're not going to get very far. You might succeed in losing the weight, but it's just going to come back until you deal with the whole issue.
Right.
You know, you have to get to the root of it. And what's really interesting about taking this perspective is you realize that, you know, your body is actually self-healing, and it's sending you messages. Like if you happen to be experiencing, maybe it's a stomach disorder that won't go away, or maybe you have a persistent headache, you know, whatever the issue is, if you have to kind of realize that your body is trying to tell you something. It's sending you this as a message. It wants you to listen to it and pay attention, and it will keep sending increasingly stronger and stronger messages until you do. You know, so you might have just a little bit of a problem with indigestion, but if you keep ignoring it because of it's maybe caused by stress or something, that could manifest into something a lot more serious if you don't, you know, take the steps to find out what is actually causing this and get to the root of it and address that issue. So my advice would be not to just necessarily go running to the medicine cabinet and running for Tylenol every time something pops up, but just to kind of take a look and see what is my body trying to tell me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so important that you share that, especially for women to really take a look at all parts of ourselves. You know, women, we classically kind of just keep going and going and going and giving until, you know, something starts to break down in our bodies. And then, you know, we just don't listen. And then all of a sudden, bam, you know, we're knocked out. Or we find, you know, we wake up one day and we're, you know, 250 pounds.
Exactly.
You know, you're like, well, what's going on here? You know, I'm a good person. I do everything I'm supposed to do. But if I hear you correctly, what you have to do is really be in touch with who you are and with your complete and whole body, your spirit and so forth, so that you can it's like preventative care, really, when you practice holistic care, right? It's like preventative.
Exactly.
You're looking at everything so that you don't wake up one day and need to, you know, go on a diet to lose 250 pounds or whatever, you know, whatever it is. So can I ask you, how did you become interested in this topic? How did you get your start with this?
Oh, well, as you said during my introduction, I've been involved in fitness, which is sort of, you know, I was teaching group fitness to people, so that was, you know, I was also addressing some other health issues with them, like nutrition and that sort of thing. Probably stems back to I didn't have a very healthy childhood, so I had some very serious illnesses, and in fact was told at one point, my parents were told to take me home and take me off the medicine because I was not going to make it.
Oh,
so
wow.
I did make it, and I'm still here, you know,
right?
40 some odd years later, you know, so I'm still kicking. But it gave me a real interest in my health, and having my health be restricted as a youngster, I think really made me interested in that. So, and being interested in fitness, I was interested in the physical aspect of it, and I understood kind of the mind-body connection and a little bit of the emotional body connection, but I didn't really get the spiritual part of it until it was just like 11 years ago that I became involved in that. And it was through the passing of my father, who my father died suddenly 11 years ago, and that was when I became interested in spirituality, because I had never really thought about it. I hadn't really contemplated it. I was busy raising four kids, you know, and working, you know, and I just didn't really, wasn't a big factor with me at that time. So it wasn't until I went and I saw my dad, and it was on my last visit with him, and I flew over with really no sense of spirituality to sustain me. I got on the airplane almost an atheist, really. And when I came home, I flew home like such a strong believer, because something just clicked inside of me when I saw, you know, I saw that his body was failing him and wasting away, and but yet his he still had that spunk and he had that spirit, and it just really became very clear to me, you know, I don't know if he somehow imparted some of his knowledge to me or what happened, but I just all of a sudden I just understood that I was not just a physical being, that I was a spiritual being and having a physical experience, and it was just such a wake-up call for me. You know, so that was the beginning of it all, and that actually led to me coming home, and I was a journalist. I was writing, I had a regular column that I wrote, And when I came home, it seemed that people were just coming to me who were like healers and therapists, and I started writing a series of articles about that, and it just kind of drew me into that world, you know?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that actually led to me beginning the study of, some of the complementary healing methods such as Reiki and some other things that I had been completely unfamiliar with. I'd never even heard of them. And they weren't as widely known like 11 years ago as they were today. So I actually, my experiences as I started to really work with them and study these different therapies, I realized that there was a common thread weaving all of them together. And that common thread was that the belief that every thought we think and every action that we take has an impact on our bodies. And just the power of our thoughts, you know, it's hugely important. Like, our thoughts we have so much control over what happens in our lives and our health in general, you know. And it's just, we just have to focus more about how we're thinking, how we're feeling, and paying attention to our bodies. And if I could just give a couple of examples about how, like, our bodies actually do talk to us. Like, we're talking about, like, headaches and stomach disorders. But I just have a few examples here that, you know, how our bodies really do talk to us.
I'd love to hear them because, you know, I've dealt with headaches before in my life. So I'd love to hear all of your insight, so choose.
Well, I'll give you a couple of examples here. So it's widely believed that headaches are thought to indicate that you have a conflict within you, that you have, you know, you're conflicted with something, and maybe you're suppressing it, maybe you're not even really aware of it, you're just not acknowledging it, but it's a blocked energy that you're experiencing it. So they say that you can eliminate that by allowing both of these conflicting internal feelings to have a voice and, you know, to speak your truth, to say, you know, what you're feeling and to be able to speak honestly and with compassion and everything, to voice these conflicting feelings. And they say that if you catch a cold, it indicates that your body needs the rest. So
right.
Maybe you've been driving it, you know, burning the candle at both ends, and you've let your immune system get maybe a little bit run down, and you need that rest. But, you know, people tend to fight that too and just pump themselves full of cold medicine and keep on going. But, you know, maybe there's something that's trying to express itself through you. Like, maybe your spirit is trying to talk to you and it needs you to take that quiet time so that it can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, get back into balance again. And they also go on to, there's a few other things I wanted to mention that I've actually included in, I've written a book actually about holistic health, which is called Relief Beyond Belief, Exploring the World of Natural Healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of came from all the articles I was writing as a newspaper reporter, because when I realized that, you know, I was learning about these things that I'd never heard of, and I, you know, most other people hadn't heard of it either. So this was, writing the book was sort of my, you know, literary equivalent of just shouting from the rooftop that, you know, you don't have to be stuck. If there's something wrong with you, you can work through it. You can heal, you know, give your body the chance to heal itself, because we are self-healing. And even if you go to someone who's doing a therapy, you know, it's not that therapy that's healing you. Your body's healing itself. They're maybe getting you to that nice, relaxed place where that can happen. But nobody is doing the healing to you. You're doing it yourself. Your body is healing itself.
Mm-hmm.
So even some other things like such as allergies indicate a lack of trust in your intuition and repressed feelings.
Oh, is that what happened to me when I had allergies? I had an allergy attack last week.
Well, it could well be. If you were suppressing sorrow or maybe anger, you know, like then that could be, you know, or a lack of it, of trusting in your intuition. If you're repressing feelings, they're going to come out somewhere. You know, they could come out in skin eruptions, or they could come out in, you know, allergic reactions. If you're having watery eyes, you know, it could be that you're suppressing sorrow. You maybe really need to have a good cry or really do some journaling about what you're feeling sorrow about. Back pain stems from feeling like you have to support other people. and lower back pain often indicates, again, that suppressed sorrow, or an upper back pain represents suppressed anger. And
wow,
if you happen to be a woman and you're experiencing menstrual cramps, then it suggests that you haven't been listening to your inner female and you need some quiet time. You need to look within a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So what would you suggest for women? You know, everything that you said, so many women have all of these things. And sometimes they all, you know, come out at one time. Let's say when women go through their monthly cycle, they may get headaches, they may feel like they're catching a cold, they may have back pain, menstrual cramps. What would you suggest that people do for those things? Part of your suggestion or your therapy would indicate that if someone was, say, having menstrual cramping, that they need to kind of go within and see what's going on there. But what if this has always been the case for a person, like from the time they got their menstrual, from the time that it began, they've always had, you know, bad cramping and so forth, or, you know, and that type of stuff. What would you suggest?
Well, I can tell you what I did. And for myself, I didn't have any problems until I got to be, you know, pushing 40. And then I started to have some real issues. I started to have really painful periods. You know, I can remember being, like, doubled over with cramps. And you know, my mainstays for that was, like, Tylenol, maybe a shot of rum and coke and a couple of extra strength Tylenol. You know, it was pretty heavy duty stuff. And for me, I mean, I was doing probably what everybody else does. I was taking painkillers. I was like, I wasn't taking the time to journal. I didn't have time. But for me, I learned Reiki, which is something that I would really recommend for everybody. I mean, it's such an inexpensive thing to learn to do, and it can be taught in a one-day workshop. And then you have basically the power of healing at your fingertips. And for me, that just made such a big difference because I was, you know, when I started learning all these therapies, I approached them, you know, with the curiosity, like the natural journalistic curiosity, but also I was skeptical, you know. I wasn't just believing it because somebody told me it was true. So I was putting it to the test, and that was one of the things that I used to test it, was I had, like, the painful periods, and I also had polyps in my nose from, I had such bad allergies that I had been on steroids, you know, for prescribed steroids for 10 years, and that had resulted in polyps developing in my nose, and I was slated for surgery. So I was really worried about that. So those two things were my benchmark. And really all I worked with, a little bit was meditation, but primarily Reiki. I kind of combined the two. And Reiki is a hands-on healing therapy that you can be taught through attunements, and then you can just literally lay your hands on yourself and tap into, you know, this source of energy, channel it through your own body to heal yourself. And I started just doing that whenever I was getting crampy. Instead of running for Tylenol, I would just lay down on the couch and put my hands on my belly and do some deep breathing and just start the process of doing Reiki. And I found that, you know, 10 minutes of that worked as efficiently as a couple of Tylenol. And I just kept doing that periodically. And it does take a while. Like, I'd still, like, it would sort of be like, it would last for like 4 hours or so, and then it would come back. So I would just go, instead of taking more Tylenol, I would just do some more Reiki. And it worked for the cramps, and it also, you know, I did the same thing for my nasal polyps. And when I went for a checkup, a pre-surgery checkup, the polyps had dissolved. The Reiki had actually dissolved the polyps so that I didn't need the surgery at all. So then I was sold, and then I just really, I went and took further training so that, you know, to become a Reiki master so that I could also teach other people, because I just found it so empowering just to know that I could just, you know, just by putting my hands on and focusing and putting my hands on my body, I could bring about, you know, help my body facilitate healing. And I just found that incredibly empowering. And I just think everybody should have it. But other than that, I think, you know, if you didn't want to maybe take that step, I would just, you know, start exploring some of these ideas, like just putting your feet up, being gentle with yourself, and doing some journaling, you know, and or maybe go and experiment by sort of taking some of these processes with some of these therapies with somebody else and see the effect that it has on you. Like, that's what I did. I have, with my book that I published, my first book, Relief Beyond Belief, I actually went through 30 different natural healing therapies, and I experienced each one and, you know, kind of put it to the test, each one myself, and wrote about it so that within the book people have, like, a hands-on sort of how-to of many different holistic therapies, from aromatherapy right through to yoga. And a lot of other ones that maybe people aren't familiar with is just the power of aromatherapy. Like, if you're stressed out, you might just need a little bottle of lavender, you know, and just put a few drops of lavender oil in your bath, or, you know, use it for insomnia. Just put a little bit in it, like a little, make a little sachet. Like they call it a dream pillow, with lavender, and put it under your pillow, and the lavender will actually help you sleep and help you release stress. And so there's many, many different forms. But I think the main thing is just to really keep in mind that, you know, not to just run and take aspirin or take Tylenol, because there's a reason your body is sending you these messages. And if you start listening to that, and it will draw you in, and it will tell you what you need. Your body will tell you what you need. It might just be just to even get more exercise during the day, you know, just to even just move your body for 30 minutes a day, you know, just to release tension, or do some yoga stretches, you know, just to kind of commit more to giving your body what it needs, and looking at, you know, do you have some needs in your spiritual self or your emotional self? Is there, you know, is there issues that you're not looking at that you really need to? Because if you don't, it's kind of manifesting through you in a not very pleasant way.
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to go back just slightly and wanted to ask you about the importance of moving your body and exercise when it comes to holistic health. Do you recommend that people actually exercise vigorously every day? When you say exercise and move your body, what do you mean? And I just lost my question, kind of, but I'm trying.
Well, I think I got
out,
the,
like,
gist of it. Yeah, I do. You know, and it's funny. I've gone full circle with that, because when I started out, I was teaching, like, you know, kickboxing and the kind of, like, a jazzercise that's even, you know, similar to that Zumba that that's all the rage now. And
that,
but
I love, actually,
really...
I have to say.
I think if you feel like, if your body feels like it really wants to motor, then give it that. But I don't think you should be locked into something where you feel like, even if you're feeling under the weather, you're feeling like, oh, I have to go to the gym, or I have to run my 5 miles, or I have to... Because exercise can become something, just one more thing that you're beating yourself up about, you know, because you're not doing it as well as you think you should be, or, you know, someone else is logging more time on the treadmill, you know. So I sort of started out very, you know, I'm a very active person, and I was also very fixated on all that as well at one point in my life. But now I take a much gentler approach, and now I just say, get your heart pumping for half an hour just for the health, you know, benefits of it, to strengthen your heart and lungs, to start to move the lymph throughout your body, you know, just to release any stress or anxiety. But that could just be like a brisk walk, you know, just take a 30-minute walk once a day, or just go, you know, jump in the pool, take a dance class a few times a week and just dance. And, you know, it could be, or take some yoga. Yoga's a wonderful way to tap into your inner self while also releasing physical stresses. And but I would just say, be gentle with yourself and just kind of do what feels right to you. Like, do what feels fun, you know, because if you're forcing yourself, you're also not going to get the kind of results that you want. Because just thinking from, like, a law of attraction perspective, You know, if you're doing it thinking, well, I gotta work off this fat, gotta work off this fat. If you're exercising thinking fat, mm-hmm. you're going to be attracting more of that. You know,
right.
you're far better off to be working out and thinking, oh, I love the way my body feels when I move, and I like feeling, you know, so toned and strong and muscular and flexible,
mm-hmm.
and I sure love the, you know, and I love the way my, you know, the blood feels pumping through my body, and I can feel it coursing through my veins. It, you know, so you want to keep your thought processes while you're doing the activity. You want to keep them on kind of a higher plane, because if you're just kind of forcing yourself to do it, you know, and you're not going to get the results, and you're not going to experience the same kind of, you know, endorphins or anything else. It's not going to be a positive experience for you. And I think that's a lot of the reasons why people avoid the gyms, or they avoid tackling an exercise, you know, regimen, is because they, you know, they think they're going to get locked into doing this horribly unpleasant activity, you know. So I'd say the most important thing is find something that's fun. Like I also teach belly dance, and it's just because I love the spiritual component to it as well, and I love the physical aspect of it. And it's an awesome workout. You know, you're working your entire body, but you sure don't feel like, it doesn't feel like you're going to the gym and pumping weights or anything. But it's a softer form for sure, but you're working all those muscles, you know, and that's the thing. Like we're not meant to, you know, sit in an office for 8 hours in front of a computer and then come home and sit in front of a TV for another, you know, 4 hours, you know. We really need to get moving. And I think that when people do, they often find a lot of the other health issues just kind of fall away when they start committing to just being active, mm-hmm. you know. So I'm not talking about being active to lose X number of pounds or anything else. I'm just saying just to be fit, to be healthy,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
You really
need to find something. And I think it's about moving energy around and releasing energy.
Exactly,
That's what the movement does. It like shakes the energy off. So if there's some quote unquote negative energy or something that kind of is attached to you or within you, however you want to describe that, you can actually heal yourself, right, by
mm-hmm.
moving and getting this energy to kind of just release itself more naturally.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying? That's wonderful information. I mean, it's so important, I think, for all of us to get this type of information, especially women and people who are, you know, in business and, you know, just trying to live really, really full and productive lives, that we understand that our life is more than just you know, I guess our physical body, but we have to look at our whole holistic. We have to look at ourselves in a more holistic way, and
exactly.
We can achieve that through movement and exercise and yoga and Reiki and all these other systems that you
and nutrition, and with nutrition, I would say, you know, really focusing on making sure you're getting enough water. For one thing, it's considered to be the forgotten nutrient, because people tend to drink other fluids but not just pure, you know, pure water.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a really important thing to give that to your body, just making sure you're taking in lots of just pure, plain ordinary water, you know.
Right.
And, you know, that's a really important one. And to eat just healthy foods, you know, like I think most people know enough about nutrition. They know when they're eating healthy and when they're not. So just
mm-hmm.
eating as much whole foods as possible, you know, rather than things that have been processed to death, you know.
Right.
So just bearing in mind that we are what we eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So and you want to give your body as much nutrition and everything as you possibly can. And there's some just little things that kind of get forgotten about. But there's a couple that I've discovered quite a long time ago now. Dry brushing is one. And that's where you have, I'll just, you know, skim over it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But dry brushing is when you take a natural bristle brush and you brush up, like before you get in the shower, while your skin's still dry, you brush up from like your feet up toward your heart and then down to your heart. Mm-hmm. And like from your arms and your chest down, and you're just brushing your body, and what you're actually doing is moving the lymph around. You're actually, it's a nice little beauty treatment at the same time because you're exfoliating your whole body. Mm-hmm. And then you have your shower or whatever. And then when I get out, I have just a little bit, like a little shot glass that I've heated up in a container of hot water. And it's just a little bit of olive oil, just like half a shot glass of olive oil. And I tend to put a few drops of lavender in that just so I don't smell like a French fry. and I put that just, I do a self-massage with that. And it's a really nice treat. I usually combine that with affirmations about how much I love my body, you know, at the same time. So I'm sending my body messages of love. And I want to come back to that, too. But it's also, it's great for, I just see so many benefits. I've had arthritis symptoms completely disappear by doing that, just by absorbing that much more of the fatty oils, I guess, that, you know, mm-hmm. to keep you all oiled up and moving smoothly, you know, and it's lovely for your skin. It doesn't cost anything. It just takes you some time, but it's devoting that time to yourself, too. That feels so good, and it makes you feel like, yeah, I'm worthwhile. I'm worthy of this, you know, and mm-hmm. can't always go out to get a massage, but you can always, you know, massage yourself and maybe enlist somebody, you know, like a partner, life partner to, you know, if you do my back, I'll do yours kind of thing.
But I
wanted to mention, too, I almost forgot to talk about that, but as I was saying about sending the loving messages to your body, that is something that is so, so important, and I think especially for women, because we tend to be hard on ourselves, mm-hmm. and I think we tend to, like, most people, a lot of women I know won't even look at themselves in the mirror without clothes on. They don't want to see. They want to, you know. I think you need to be able to look at who you are and love who you are, regardless of whether you got 5 or 10 or 40 extra pounds mm-hmm. or whatever, you know. You know, this is who you are, and you have mm-hmm. to love that person and give it the loving and the nurturing. And your body does respond to that. So if you're sending hateful messages to yourself, if you every time you look in the mirror, you go, oh, look at that wrinkled old bag, or what, you know,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
If you're being self-critical, that's going to manifest in itself somewhere, and it's not going to be pleasing to you. You know, so you really want to take the time to kind of make sure that you're being nice to yourself. Talk to yourself the way you would to your child or your best friend. You know, be loving and gentle and caring. And I think that's a really important component with your health and with your life in general.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds wonderful. Everything you've just shared so much in this short time that we've been on the call. So, but before we wrap it up and go, I did want to ask one other question. I wanted to know what steps do you actually take on a day-to-day basis that really uplift and enable you to create your life the way that you want it?
Oh, okay. Oh, that'll take a few minutes. That's actually, I'm glad you asked that, because that actually ties in with the whole the wishful thinking program that this interview series is promoting the launch of. Everything I do is sort of I've turned that into a whole program for people to live their lives more successfully and to feel more empowered in every area of their life. So I'll just touch on a few things that I actually do every day. I start every day expressing gratitude. You know, I actually start that the night before. I go to sleep thinking about the things that I was really happy for that happened that day, you know, and I shoot for 5 and I actually write it down. So I'm sort of immersed back in that positive energy and that feeling of gratitude and appreciation. And then when I wake up in the morning, that's one of the first things I do. As soon as I realize that I'm awake, I say, you know, I'm awake. Oh, thank you for this day, you know, and I start to just feel those feelings of gratitude. What am I grateful for? You know, and basically start going through a gratitude list. And I actually do keep a journal for that.
Mm-hmm. And, a separate journal.
A separate journal. I just like to have a separate journal. Some people have all their stuff all together, but I have sort of a separate one for that. And so expressing gratitude is really key for me, because not only does it put you in a place of such a place of appreciation that the universe is going to respond by sending you more things that you're going to feel gratitude for. You know, so it's just, it's a lovely vibration to be in, and it's a very healing place to be, you know. So if you're sending, you know, sort of those happy vibrations through your body, you're going to be a healthier person as well. So I express gratitude through, I'll either take a walk through, I have an outdoor kind of a labyrinth on my property that's all tree-lined and everything, and it's part of my spiritual practice to walk it, and I'll just walk it and think about all the things that I'm grateful for in my life. And then I'll go through processes where I'll make sure that I go for my brisk walk, or I do some dancing, or I do my Pilates, or I do yoga. Like, there's some physical, or go swimming, you know. There's a physical component pretty much every day. I really don't like to miss a day of being active, just for the reasons that we already talked about. And it's easier if you keep in the habit of it than to kind of let it slide, and then to kind of, okay, now I've got to start doing that again. It's just easier to keep the momentum going. So I do try to be active every day, and I eat sensibly, and, you know, I allow myself some treats, but I haven't smoked cigarettes since I was, like, in my mid-20s, you know. and I really drink very, very moderately. I've also, you know, I'm almost a non-drinker, but I will have some when I want to. But, you know, so I take into consideration those things as well, you know, just expressing the gratitude and taking some time to think about what I want to create in my day, you know. So I kind of pre-plan my day and write that out too, and how I want it to go. So I'm sending very clear, you know, this is kind of more law of attraction stuff, but I'm sending those messages out into the world and, you know, out to the universe, and kind of, this is what I'd like and this is how I'd like it to have happen, you know. So, and that's just one of my daily practices that I do as well. I have several that I go through. I make sure I meditate every day, and only for like 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to find a cave and sit and meditate for an hour. You can, you know, you can start with much shorter time, and if you're really busy or if you've never meditated, you know, you could start at like 15 minutes would be way too much for you probably. You might want to start with like 5 minutes, or set the timer for 2 minutes, you know, and then make sure it's the consistency is key. And whether you're trying to learn to be a deliberate creator, or whether you're just trying to learn to improve your life overall, you know, or improve your health, you know, it's really important that you be consistent about these things, that you make sure you're getting your sleep, you make sure you're getting your rest, your exercise, your nutrition, and you're feeding yourself good, positive thoughts. You know, you're nurturing your body not only with food and exercise, but with loving thoughts and loving attention. You know, these things are all really important. And I read spiritual texts, or I listen to, like, you know, tapes and things, something material that's going to uplift me and keep me feeling positive and happy, and, you know, because that's with part of the, you know, with wishful thinking as well. I teach people about the law of attraction and how to work with it, and it's really about managing your vibration, which is basically checking in with yourself on a regular basis throughout the day and see how you're feeling, like where are your emotions at. You know, because that's what's determining the kind of quality of life that you're attracting back to yourself. So, I mean, it's true. If you look around, you see somebody who's miserable and grumbling all the time, they probably have a lot of things to complain about, and I'm sure they probably want to tell you all about them, you know. But if you find, like, a happy, smiley person, chances are they might have the same things in their life, but they've decided going in, you know, when they woke up in the day, that they're not going to let that ruin their day. They're still going to feel good. They're still going to enjoy being alive, you know. And so I think, you know, just trying to instill more of that in yourself, maybe spending more time with people who do feel that way, maybe learning some of these techniques, like how to meditate, how to visualize, you know. But those things are very important. They're part of my regular life now. And things like doing yoga, that's a regular, you know, that's just something I pretty much do every day, just Well, it feels so good for one thing. Yeah. And you notice when you stop doing these things that do support your body and your spirit, if you stop doing it, you notice like, oh, I'm kind of getting achy. And, well, this is all those aches and pains everybody's always talking about, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I'm in my 50s. I'm 53 now. And I can honestly say, like, I look after my two-year-old grandson 2 days a week, and we're running and chasing and playing, you know, and I feel great, and I'm swinging him around, and I feel like I'm in my 20s, you know. I have awesome energy level, and I feel great. I don't have little aches and pains and things, and I attribute that to the fact that I'm giving my body what it needs. You know, I'm stretching, I'm moving, I'm thinking good thoughts. You know, I'm doing all of that because I'm highly motivated because I've been at the other end of the spectrum. And, you know, I've been in a wheelchair for months on end with rheumatic fever. And, you know, I've been incapacitated to that degree, and it made a big impression on me. So now I do what it takes to stay healthy. And that might be, you know, if it's beyond what you can do, it might mean going to see a homeopath or going to see a naturopath for issues, especially if other people maybe in my age group are having issues with, you know, perimenopause. Personally, I found I did go to see a naturopath just to get my hormones balanced again because that was, you know, something that I couldn't really control. And even with everything I was doing, I was feeling the effects of that. So I took that step, and I went and I did that, and, you know, taking the regular supplements that help support my body. So it's really just taking control and realizing it's up to you. You have control of your body. It's not up to a doctor somewhere or, you know, it's up to you as an individual.
Right.
And if it means going for a massage, and, you know, even if it's not covered, or if it means going to a naturopath, even if you're not, you know, even if that's not covered by your plan.
Insurance isn't going to pay for it. It's about taking responsibility, right?
Exactly.
100% responsibility for your life.
Exactly.
And
it all adds up to preventative maintenance and just being healthier overall, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was some really, really good information. I think we've come to the end of our call, or just about the end of our call, and I know that you had something you wanted to offer to your listeners for free.
Janine. Thank you. I almost forgot about that. Yeah, and I just want to remind everybody, like, all of the callers in this teleseminar series, this international teleseminar series that we're presenting free for you, and the calls will be made for available on MP3, so you can download and listen to them again. But each of the seven very empowered women that are featured in the series are offering a gift. So, and my gift is a copy of my book, Teaching You How to Meditate. And it's called Now and Zen, The Joy of Meditation. And it's going to take you through and explain to you kind of what it is, how it works, how to do it, why you should. You know, it takes you through all those steps. And I'm also including a copy of my guided meditation from the Wishful Thanking Program, which is going to actually balance and align your chakras. So if you don't know what chakras are, that's okay. Don't worry about that, because you will by the time you've gone through the meditation. And it's just a very nice way to learn to meditate, because, you know, it's how I found most beneficial for myself was listening to guided meditation. And that just gives your busy beta mind something to focus on, you know, so that you can relax more deeply. And it's just an easier way to go than just to kind of sit and count your breath, or, you know, say a mantra.
Just say, okay, I'm meditating now.
Yeah, because chances are you're not. If you're anything like me, it took me a while, and a lot of that time I was thinking about, I should be doing dishes, I should really be doing the laundry, but I'm meditating, you know. No, I wasn't. I was sitting, and I'd usually end up napping. In fact, my husband used to call it, I was taking a meta nap. I wasn't meditating. I was sleeping, but, which is probably
That's
what
awesome.
I needed as a busy mom who had two jobs and four kids, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So,
wow, that's funny.
So sometimes it's that sleep that you need. But I think the most important step that people can take in learning to tap into themselves is to learn to meditate. So that's my gift. And they can go to my brand new blog. I've just changed the name to alexandriabarker.com. So that's easy to remember for anyone who knows my name.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just go to alexandriabarker.com, and that's alexandriabarker.com. And just leave me I'll sign into the opt-in box, leave your email address and your name, and they will get immediate access to the book and the MP3.
That's so awesome. I know that everyone will benefit from that information. I know I was certainly intrigued with everything that you had to say. So especially if you're a beginner, you know, wanting to learn how to meditate and you felt this calling to meditate but you were kind of unsure, I'm sure this is going to be just a fabulous gift that people could go back to from now until then, right? Now and then, but from now until whenever they, they can just always go back to it from,
Yes, exactly. And these are techniques that, I studied with a Buddhist monk and a Buddhist nun, and actually they came to I have a yoga studio on my property, and that was turned into sort of a little Buddhist satellite, teaching place for a couple of years. And so what I put into my book was the teachings that I learned, from the Buddhist monk and the Buddhist nun. And so it's really, it's very valuable teachings, but I've just put it in such an easy to learn, easy to understand way that I think anybody could just pick it up and start doing it and feeling the benefits right away, like today.
Right.
And so there's actually just a quote that I feature in my book, and I'd just like to share it with everyone now before we finally end this call.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from the Buddha, and the quote is, "What we are today comes from our thoughts of yesterday, and our present thoughts build our life of tomorrow. Our life is the creation of our mind." So thank you so much, Jameem, for taking the time to interview me here today, and I thank you all to all the listeners. And stay posted, because we're going to be addressing the health is representative of the first chakra, which is the root chakra. And so we'll also be talking about finances, career, relationship, self-expression, personal development, and spirituality. In that order. So stay tuned. There's lots more wonderful free information coming your way. So thanks for listening, and thanks so much, Jameem, for doing this with me.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Thank you again, and bye, everybody, and we'll see you on the next call. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.